You hear this big mullet flopping, about a 3-pound mullet on.
So I'm here at Franklin Lock with David Williams.
And that was a mullet going in the bucket.
Recently, this water has tested for high levels of E. coli, and how are you feeling about that?
I've been coming here for 65 years. I lived on the river, and it's a happening thing. There's nothing you can do about it.
William says he's been eating the fish from W.P. Franklin Lock for 65 years and hasn't been sick a day in his life. Well, he says, he hasn't had any ailments that a little vinegar couldn't cure. He's one of 7 people fishing near the lock who intend to eat what they catch. At the time of this reporting, levels of E. coli were so elevated that the adjacent riverside beach had to be closed. Now, after a day of rain, the bacteria levels are lower. The beach has reopened. But John Cassani says he wouldn't be so hasty to eat what's swimming around in the river. He's with the Colusa Waterkeeper, a group that monitors the Caloosahatchee River.
The E. coli can accumulate in the mucus on the coating of the fish in some cases. I just wouldn't take a chance, especially since these bacteria levels are elevated in other areas.
Areas like Cape Coral's Bimini Basin, also Yacht Club Beach in Cape Coral, and Billy's Creek in Fort Myers. The source of the E. coli hasn't been determined yet. Whether it's from humans or animals, no one seems to know for certain. Back at the lock, Alex Massey's got something on his fishing line.
I caught a blue crab. Don't touch that crab, man.
Are you going to eat it?
No, I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to throw it back.
Are you going to eat what's in your bucket here?
Yeah, we're going to eat them. Those are mullets. We're going to fillet them out and...
And Alex, the bacteria doesn't concern you at all?
No, it doesn't. I've been eating out of here for over 20-some years.
While the coast is clear for the W.P. Franklin Lock in the Caloosahatchee, the rainy season is approaching when the waterways are more susceptible to this kind of contamination. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Alva.